Western diplomats are continuing their efforts to increase pressure on the Syrian government, but fighting, meanwhile, continues. One of the main centres of opposition to President Bashar al-Assad's regime has been the city of Homs, where heavy fighting has been taking place. And our Middle East editor, Jeremy Bowen, has gone to the city. His movements there, we should say, are restricted by the Syrian government.
In the military hospital in Homs, a Syrian government soldier is on the operating table with a serious stomach wound. The doctors say he'll survive, but his fighting days are over. What started as a peaceful uprising is turning into an armed insurrection. Protesters say the regime has killed so many civilians that they've been forced to protect themselves. One of the doctors here at the hospital is a Christian. Like many Christians, about 10% of the population, she supports President Assad. She believes he's the only one who can protect her community. She didn't want to give her name because she's scared and nervous that most of the protesters are Sunni Muslims.
I'm worried. I'm afraid anyone can be a target.
Is life difficult in Homs now?
Much more than before. Much more. I have a special car who drives me from job to my home, and I don't go anywhere else. If I have some needs, I have to go to another village who is totally Christians to get some needs.
Outside in the grounds of the hospital, funerals are starting for three more government soldiers. One of the mourners is Ghassan al-Assad, whose cousin died in the same attack. Like the president, he blames a foreign conspiracy, backed by TV broadcasters, including the BBC, and also Al Jazeera, which is owned by Qatar's royal family. The Prime Minister of Qatar, Hamid bin Jassim Al Thani, has called for Arab troops to intervene in Syria. What do you think is the solution here? How do you end this crisis?
Stop media provocation. As for Hamid bin Yassim, he's the dog who's wagged by the Israeli tail.
Syrians are killing Syrians. Do you think there's a risk of a civil war in this country?
We are bigger than that, and we know it. Armed gangs are being paid to cause trouble.
The bedrock of the Assad regime sounds like this. These demonstrators are from the president's own religious sect, the Alawites, who are about 10% of the Syrian population. Alawites dominate the security forces, as the Assads like to trust their own people, and they return the compliment.
We're not sectarian. Being Syrian is our sect. We don't love the president because he is an Alawite like us. We love him because he's faithful and he loves his country, not like Hamad bin Yassim and the others who are all animals. Only Bashar and his father have been able to protect us.
This crisis is defeating diplomacy because Syria sits on some of the Middle East's most important political, religious and ethnic fault lines, from Turkey to Iran and beyond. Note Qatar's prime minister was just mentioned again. He's leading the anti-Assad charge, along with Saudi Arabia, because of the big regional picture. Their common enemy at the moment is Iran, and Syria is Iran's most important ally. Weakening Assad might undercut the Iranians. The crisis over President Assad's future is much more than who rules Syria. It's a big part of who matters in the Middle East.
Jeremy Bowen in Syria.